Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com.
Come on, baby, fuck tough. Come on, baby, fuck tough. What do we got on the show, D'Anthony?
Whoever the fuck this is.
Come on.
Someone
come on.
Eyelashes are acting up right now.
Your eyelashes are acting up.
Yeah.
You're acting up right now, Tiffany.
You are fucked up.
Yeah, you're out of order. So obviously, you guys know the song at home, the song we're working on, Fuck Tough, Breathe Hard, Fuck Tough.
Know it?
They know it. We went over it one day on a show. Dan's working on another one. Which one? What's the? How's the hook go to that one?
You can suck on my balls, you son of a bitch.
Right, but sing it.
You can suck on my balls, you son of a bitch. Like really raspy.
Yeah. You can suck on my balls, you son of a bitch.
It's like John Cougar Mellencamp style.
Yeah, it's very Cougar.
Yeah.
Very Cougar. Little bit of Mellencamp, but very Cougar.
But the trick about both of these songs is they take a hard turn into gay shit real fast.
Every single time.
Oh, so that's why you wanted yours to turn super gay super quick.
I don't want it to.
That's just the way it worked out.
That's life.
If you were writing the song, you have the choice in the matter of where it ends up.
It's gayness isn't a choice. It's offensive
over.
That you'd even say that.
I didn't say that. I said the song, dickhead.
Well, here's the deal. We both decided we were going to write love ballads.
Yep.
And it just came out that way. So
You're a Sears specialist, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I look at this as a form of my survival.
Oh, God.
I have to write gay ballads or else no one will.
Or you cannot breathe.
I can't get out of my Ziploc bag. I can't get out of my skin, you know? You just need to.
So basically, in order for you to get out your sleeping bag... Essentially,
yes.
Right? It's like, I gotta sing a gay ballad.
Yeah, it's just a hard, cool gay ballad.
Okay.
Spread those cheeks and let my wiener slide in.
That's gay.
He just wants a swan dive into somebody's butthole.
That's what it sounds like.
I mean, that's not that big a deal.
I want to look gayness inside of you.
That would be a big butthole, though. Think about it.
A gaper.
Yeah, a huge gaper.
We were talking about buttholes before we came on.
Yeah.
You had a crazy story. What was the name of this chick? What'd you call her?
I don't remember her real name.
But no, what was her nickname?
We shouldn't use her real name.
I'll get to that.
What was it?
Just relax. Let me get to my fucking story.
Okay. I'm super excited.
No, so this woman had, and she wasn't a woman, I guess. She was a teenager at the time, and I was as well, so it's not that weird. This dude I knew in high school hooked up with this girl, and she had... What he said to us, I'm like, did you really fuck that girl? He's like, yeah, it was crazy. I'm like, what do you mean crazy? Crazy like it was good or crazy was like why? He goes, well, she had two buttholes and no vagina. I'm like, excuse me. I'm like, I don't think that she wouldn't be alive if that were the case.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, the front one looked like a butthole. I'm like, by the front one, you mean a vagina.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I call it the front one. I'm like, that was a weird choice of words, but I'm with you there.
You want to forgive it?
I call my dick and balls the thickness, so what can I say?
Forgive and forget.
At any rate, he said that she was so fat that her vagina looked like a butthole to him.
Ooh.
So we called her dual exhaust.
Oh, no. You guys called
not to her face. That would be rude.
Okay. But she was known
but
as dual exhaust.
But in our circle of four or five friends. No, I think,
feel like your friend had a really hard time trying to differentiate between... a butthole and a vagina.
He may be.
I feel like he's very inexperienced.
Well, yeah, we were like fucking 14.
How do they look similar?
Well,
no matter how fat someone can be.
I'll back up this.
There's
claim.
A level of fatness.
You've seen a vagina look like a butthole, which, by the way, wouldn't that be like kind of good maybe? Because aren't buttholes tighter?
Yes, but you want you to me.
I'm confused.
No, look, everybody's got their own choices here in life, right? What they want. They're picky choosies.
Sure.
Some people like buttholes. Some people like singing gay power
exactly.
ballads.
I want a distinct butthole and a very distinct vagina, and I want them to look separately. I don't want them to look similar.
How do they look? How would one look similar?
I've seen, I know exactly what he's talking about. On a fatter person, we've all watched endless amounts of porn.
I've never watched fat people porn where butthole looks
sometimes
like a
sometimes it
pussy.
Slips over and you're like, whoopsie. There's a thumbnail there. That's something that caught my eye on that thumbnail. I need to peruse on over there. And just give it a little peeksies.
Look, there's nothing wrong with taking a peeksie.
At all. It's a thumbnail. A thumbnail is a thumbnail.
I didn't say there was. What I'm just saying, though, is how can you not differentiate
you
between
power,
the two?
So you power glide over there, right? Boom.
One's like, I feel like would be a much easier to get into than the other.
Flip it on. It depends on how much hair and depends on how fat you are. So, because that covers a lot of the
area. It also probably depends on the where. So if you take the front side of mm-hmm. the woman, you're like, oh, the hole closest to her front side, the boobs, is the vagina
Correct.
Area. Like, it's not that hard.
Yeah, yeah, but you don't know if those got flipped around at birth or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I honestly think it would be easier to poop out of the front and piss out of the back.
Oof.
Honestly.
Well.
Because you could shit standing up at a urinal.
I like the way my body's made. I appreciate shitting out of the last hole.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The
I don't
right
want.
Hole.
Yeah, I don't want some dude. Can you imagine that fucking me in the butthole when really like my butthole's in the front, and then what happens if I accidentally like, you know?
Yeah.
I'm pooping on him.
Yeah, you're pooping on him forward.
Yeah.
Well, that's gonna happen from time to time, anyways.
Wow.
What if you could just take your leg off and dump the poop out?
How many people have you pooped on?
None.
I was going to say,
probably my parents when they were changing my
diaper.
Well,
okay, but I'm saying adult-wise, because you said it happens from time to time.
People get pooped on sometimes.
Yeah, people like that. What are they called? A Cleveland steamer?
Cleveland steamer, scat porn. There's a lot of names for it.
A Cleveland steamer is, what's that?
We shit on someone's chest.
Chest.
Yeah, you go
yeah,
chest.
Yeah, nice old warm doogie right on the chest.
Yeah, and then there's
seems
the whole plate glass crowd. Who
there is, yeah. Where someone likes to sit underneath the table, like
glass
a glass
coffee
table, and watch piss and shit like being all rubbed on it.
You see, I use those for doing cocaine.
All right, well, they do too, and that's how you shit.
No, you can't do both.
Well,
you can't
it
use
first and then shit it
no,
out.
No, you can't use the same glass table for shitting and cocaine.
You can snort shit and cocaine at the same time
you
if you
both.
Really want, and you're into that. Mm.
Yeah, you can
you
always
know there's
do
fucking
both.
People out there who are in some weird shit.
Oh, totally. The ones that is weirdest to me is when it's unexpected. So I had a buddy of mine who dated this girl for like 4 years, mm-hmm. right? And they hadn't really dabbled into anything crazy. And then one night, he was like, well, let's try anal. And she fucking loved it. Like,
yeah, was that her first time?
Yes.
Oh.
Came harder than she's ever come. And
yeah.
She started demanding that every time they had sex.
Sure. That makes sense.
It does, but that's a weird thing to slip into where you're just like, hey, man, that's not what I signed up for. Now you want to butt fuck every night. Like, because that's a different.
Some guys are like that, though. But some guys do. I know guys who much prefer like 99% of the time butt sex over vaginal sex.
Really?
Yeah. We have a buddy who we went through free fall school with.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he'll talk to my husband more about it than me because obviously they're more into the butt talk than him and I are.
Sure.
But he'll be like, that's his preferred hole. And to me, I'm kind of like, that's.
I'm not in that camp.
Like, yeah.
So you said 99%. I'm in the 1%.
Well, I'm saying he, not 99% of guys, but I'm saying if he has sex out of 100 times, 99%, this individual wants butt sex. Where, you know, I'm just glad my husband's not like that.
Seems
I don't
like
mind it from time to time, but, you know, the vagina is a vagina for a reason.
Exactly.
You know?
I lean more towards the vagina. You, Dan? You?
Yeah, big time.
Vagman? Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Seems like a lot of work.
I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, here now every now and again. But.
Yeah, it's a nice little pick-me-up.
Yeah, but to me, I feel like if someone is so obsessed with the butthole, like if a guy is so obsessed with the butthole, then it makes me start to wonder, like, well, everyone has buttholes.
Right. Could you flip on over to dudes?
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I'm in the same camp where
right?
It's just like, yeah. So my buddy came to me and was just like, yeah, I don't know what to do. I've been dating this girl for 4 years and now I don't want to fuck her in the ass every night. And I was like, well, why not?
Uh-huh.
And he went over the things because he's like, dude, I have to buy fucking lube.
Oh, okay.
Smells weird in the fucking bedroom forever.
Yeah.
And he's like, then you start doing it multiple nights, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, then that scent gets in there. And he's like, the fucking cleanup afterwards sucks. Like, I've got lube and all kinds of shit on me to get, you know, an asshole prepared.
Yeah.
It's like Wolfgang Puck cooking a meal where it's just like, man, I don't want to see everything you went through to get to the the duck. I just want to see the finished duck. With this, you kind of don't have a choice.
So did you break up with her?
Yeah, they
because
ended up breaking up.
Can you imagine that? Like, she telling her girlfriends, like, yeah, dude, this guy broke up with me because I want to anal too much. Like, everyone would be like, what
crazy,
the
right?
fuck?
Crazy, yeah. I think unless you're in it, though, if you're a vag guy, power vag guy,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden your world's been turned over.
Sure.
face side down.
Flipped
yeah,
over.
Yeah, the other side around.
World's been flipped over.
I like what you said, clean up. I've heard horror stories before. People having anal or using anal beads or the butt plugs and everything and just like shit splurting all over the place.
Yeah.
Like bad.
It's natural. That's life.
I've never had that happen to me.
But then you've also seen, have you seen those porns with the gaping assholes?
Oh, well, I mean, yes, those. I have.
It seems, I worry
for
those.
It looks like a dark hole. Like,
I saw somebody chip a golf ball into one. I did. It was. I was just like, oh. But the golf ball disappeared, too.
No,
and I was like, dead
not.
Serious.
I worry for those people. I wonder if their lungs are just going to fall out of their ass. You know what I mean? Like, at what point?
Not even their lungs, all their intestines. A prolapsed asshole.
Yeah.
Jesse was talking to me about it.
Christmas Abbott was on the show, so she was talking about it. It happened to her after birth. She
if no one's Googled those things, anus. Google prolapsed asshole. Yeesh. It is disgusting.
Yeah.
It's literally your large intestine popping out of your booty hole.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a catcher's mitt. You're punching. Like, you can punch it back in.
Yeah, but some people like that. Like, some people are turned on. That is a medical condition.
What's your weirdest fucking thing?
I don't think I have anything weird.
Nothing.
I don't think so. Oh, well, according to Jesse, apparently fucking out in like beaches and woods and truck stops and shit like that.
No, you're fine with all that.
Truck stops was kind of weird. But
how is that weird? Yeah. It's in the middle of the night.
It's not a clean place.
We weren't doing it in a bathroom. It was outside, but we were at the truck stop. I was bent over. He went for it.
Sure.
I had my vibrator in my purse.
Sure.
We were hid behind like a little bush tree. No one was there.
What about you, Dan?
What about me?
What's your weird thing?
Yeah, do you have
Everybody's
a weird
got a
fetish?
Weird thing.
I don't think I have a weird thing, to be honest.
I was like, I don't know. What would people consider weird anyway?
So I like I like fucking at friends' parties. Like at their fucking houses.
Like on the coats. In the coat room. You should do that.
Coats, bathrooms, like
you should do that.
You name it, where you're just like, oh. And it's usually like a nice like adult dinner party, but I have fucked at a child's party where you're like,
all right, have you?
Cool, yeah. Where you're just like, yeah,
that's not bad.
Just to do it, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if I have a really weird thing. Honestly, I should develop one, I guess. At this point.
But there's nothing you you skate towards, like pregnant porn or anything like that. It's usually
you're
it's
talking about porn wise,
or just life. Yeah, where you're like, hey, man. Because
so
usually people who don't have like they're not in relationships, right, will veer off into the prego world for a little bit.
See, really? Some of these things on here that people think are...
Like pregnant porn or impregnation porn? Because those are two different things.
No,
talk about
all.
Pregnant porn with a lady with a huge stomach.
Yeah.
No, it's stupid.
Like big old belly.
Why would I want to see that?
There was one that I saw the other day that was bloated. So it's very specific. You're not pregnant. You're just bloated. So there's a bunch of bloated...
Were they farting the whole time?
Too? No, but they're just rubbing it. And they're like...
Their belly?
Yeah. Belly, everything. They're just like... Oh, just
there's
a
lot of weird
meal.
Shit out there.
Yeah.
People like farting on cakes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's that for?
So attraction. Let's see. Attraction in inanimate objects. People can get off the giant things. They're riled up by ghosts. Like these are like I looked up weird
just, so
fetishes.
So the giant ones I've seen where it's just like, hey man, here's a 3-foot dildo that somebody's stuffing inside themselves.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen a lot of those.
Oh, there's a fetish for mirrors. I didn't know that.
What if it was a really big building? Would that get them going too?
Heights. Heights
yeah,
is.
That's heights as well.
I saw these one rock climbers fucking.
Really?
Yeah. That was a big one.
That would, yeah. Oh, actually, people have done it skydiving before, but they've also lost their licenses and stuff. But people have fucked while skydiving.
In the air?
Yeah, in the air.
How long can you do that, though?
I don't, well, it depends on altitude that you jump out, but that's only going to be 60 seconds by the time. Let's say if you get out at a good.
Can you get off in 60 seconds? How do you keep a boner in the air?
I don't know. I guess apparently
cold.
The guy and the girl were like naked together in the plane and like already the guy was already turned on. And so they just made sure to get video of them fucking like the physical act of doing it in the sky, I guess.
That's great.
Like, I don't think anyone got off by any means. I think it was just to say that like, hey, we did it.
What if
and
you,
then
can
they
you
lost
imagine,
their license God. And then weren't
can
able
you
to
imagine
jump
if,
anymore.
Can you imagine if you pulled out and this somewhere on Earth? Big load of cum just fucking hit somebody, right?
Can
just
you imagine that while he was inserted in her, he opened up his parachute?
He ripped his own dick off?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it'd be ripped
happen?
Off, but it wouldn't get ripped off. It would. That would just be a very intense exit.
I don't know. It depends on the angle and the force.
Probably. Honestly. Yeah, it depends.
Wow.
I don't know how they would. It's probably definitely one on the back and one on top, but... Unless they were like together and like tumbling, like I don't know.
Have you ever seen those spacesuits that are designed for people to fuck in no gravity or low gravity situations?
No,
they're called it's the two suit, the number two and SUIT afterward. I'm sure you fucking dummies are gonna go look it up now.
Yeah.
Basically, there's like hook pile, like Velcro, and you put your suits together, and then you're together inside of the thing.
Really?
But I would think that it would be better if you were like the woman's open up from the back.
Yeah.
You know what
maybe.
I mean?
Yeah.
Because it would be. Like,
It'd be hard from, you mean front to front together in a suit? Yeah, yeah, that'd be hard.
It'd
yeah,
be it'd tough have to be from
the back.
That.
But even the back is kind of like, I'm trying to think, she'll have the angle in a weird suit. I don't know. That's strange.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I've seen somebody come in zero gravity. It's just, it's weird, man.
Really?
Yeah. It looks, it's just like Mercury, you know?
Yeah.
Just kind of floating in the air. And you're like,
Was it your grandfather?
It was my great grandfather, actually. So he was 96 years old, and that was his dying wish.
Still firing out loads at 96.
Yeah. Just right into space.
Proud of him.
Let me get one last load into zero gravity.
That's
going to be like.
Beautiful.
He spent all of Ross's inheritance money on that.
Yeah, I zero inheritance because he spent all of that
on that
Russian spaceship.
I mean, honestly, worth it. That's one of those ones where, like, if your parents gamble all your fucking money away or whatever, that's one thing. But if he spent it jacking off in space, like, what could you even say to that?
Nothing.
It's like, thanks, Grandpa.
Yeah, thanks, Gramps.
I mean,
that's what you wanted to do.
Technically, it's his money, so.
The Hunter S. Thompson thing, Johnny Depp paid for, so.
What's that? The getting his
ashes blown out of a cannon. So you always have that to fall back on. If you have a rich benefactor, you can literally do whatever you want.
I've been thinking about some new ways to deal with my body other than just throwing it in the trash.
Okay. You mean when you die?
Yeah.
Would you ever want to be made into like a tree?
No, fuck that. I don't give a shit about trees.
Some people are like really big on that. They want to be into a tree.
Trees can suck my dick. Here's what I want to do.
What do you want to do?
Well, I've went through a number of these on the show over the years, but one is getting fired out of a cannon into a brick wall and then have...
But you're alive.
Wait, yeah, you're alive. Though. Yes. I thought you were talking about like once you're dead, what's going to happen?
There's a number of options. Let me get through them.
So this is you dying.
Yeah, but if I had like a terminal disease or I was a million years old or something. So
okay.
An artist turns the splatter pattern into a print and sells it and uses the money to fucking like destroy all of my friends somehow.
My God. Yep.
That sounds like something Jared would do, I feel like.
No, actually, his idea for me was we have a birthday party for me, but it's a surprise party, and I walk into it and it's like, surprise.
And
I'm like,
yourself?
Oh, good, everybody's here. Boom.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that one. I was like, that's fucked
off,
up.
Yeah.
Another one is whatever happens. Whatever way I die, just throw my body in the trash.
Yeah, just throw it right in the trash.
Dead body is basically garbage.
Yeah.
but the one I've been thinking about lately is your body is largely carbon, so what if I could get it pressed into some kind of weapon, like a knife or something?
That would be cool.
And just stab people.
I would use you as a knife.
Yeah, and stab the fuck out of people.
I wouldn't stab people, but I would just be like, hey, so guys, this is Dan, and we're going to do a firecraft with Dan today. And
no.
Sure.
Here's what I want to happen. I want...
I'll cut all my meat with you, Dan.
I'm going to get my body turned into a knife, and then I want you to go on a murder spree.
In London?
Anywhere.
London specifically. London
is fine.
This is for Dan. Guns, so yeah.
Just make sure that before you get caught, you kill yourself with my knife, and then you turn your body into a knife, and then the next guy picks it up.
Oh.
And we keep doing that over and over until they're all gone.
This is like a horror film. Yeah.
I don't know who they are necessarily, but whomever we
the
decide
government?
They are. No.
Yeah.
I'm not stabbing the government.
Oh.
It's too many people.
I'm just curious how your body would be turned into a knife, though.
They can turn it into a diamond. They can turn your ashes into a diamond, no?
You can do anything. I was watching 60 Minutes last night, and they had one of those fucking Harvard scientists on, and he is working on like de-aging shit.
Yeah,
and it's all going to be here, and like they're
de-aging in what sense? Like
making yourself younger, like the Fountain of Youth, essentially. And they've got injections, and they're testing it on mice right now. And so when they sat down with them, they were like, "This exists," and they were like, "Oh yeah, but it exists now."
Like younger looking, or your body?
No, your body literally younger.
Like Benjamin Button.
Yes. Making your body younger.
Yeah, because
so
the thing that makes you age is cellular degeneration. If you could reverse that process and reverse the effects of radiation on your body, you could become younger.
Yeah. And they have so many. They were talking about pigs as well, where they're taking pig organs and then putting them inside human bodies because they were like, look, it's virtually the same thing. So they were like, you could use hearts, you could use all the skin. And they went through like a million.
Ears and noses have been grown on pigs.
Yeah.
Cartilage-based stuff has already been grown on pigs and transplanted onto human bodies.
So what
That's
they said was,
because no
you could
yep.
save, yeah, you could save a ton of lives. And what they were asking him was, they were like, why isn't this sped up or whatever? And they were like, well, look, you've got 2 years of clinical trials.
Mm-hmm.
And then the government's got to fucking pass all this shit. And he goes, so you're looking, 2 to 3 for the first trials. And then After that, another 10 years for the government to pass it. So he's like,
wow,
it'll all be here, but it's going to be in like 14 years.
Uh-huh.
And the guy that was ahead, the head of it, was using his own cells.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this shit, like when they were interviewing all these kids from Harvard who were working on this, they were like, yeah, it's just, I think the guy's name might have been Dan too. They were like, yeah, we just got a bunch of Dave or Dan or whatever it was. There's a bunch of Dave everywhere. And that's all we're working on is him. And they were like, they were asking him why. And he goes, well, you know, might as well be me because you can't really test other humans for this shit and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, but it is all here. And he's like, look, these mice are young as shit. And, you know.
How old
but all the cool
before?
Stuff, all the cool stuff isn't going to get here until we don't need it anymore.
Sure. Like, well, 14 years. I mean, if you can hear in 14 years,
David
shit.
Sinclair, does that sound familiar?
Yes. Give it to me.
Correct. So
wow,
yeah, it's weird. Yeah, how old are you?
That
today?
Is crazy. 33.
No, you'll be too old for that.
Like, what's the age limit?
It's not that, but for a woman, like, you don't really want to test that.
Oh,
after
my
27,
Lord.
You're
no.
kind of just done. You know.
Listen, I feel like I've gotten better with age.
No, you have. I'm totally fucking with you. I say this to my wife.
Believe
all
me, if you've seen the pictures of me when I was younger, no, okay.
The company.
I've gotten better with age.
The company is called Elysium, and it was co-founded with an MIT scientist.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the molecule is called nicotinamide riboside. That's like nicotine with AMID on the end of it, and then riboside, RIBOSID, if you want to look it up.
Yeah, huh. You know, the weird thing about it was they were asking him, like, why he does what he does and everything else. And he had a kind of similar story to Dan where he had narcolepsy.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, it affected, you know, who he was as a person, and
yeah.
He was trying to stop it. And then finally he accepted it and tried to use it towards his advantage. Reminded me of you with your fucking shit where you use it to your advantage in things and you figure out a way to beat it. But he was saying when he fucking nods off and becomes narcoleptic,
yeah.
He's like, that's when I have some of the best thoughts.
Wow.
And everybody around him has gotten used to it and they know what it is.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, man, I just want to see this motherfucker nod off on camera.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Really?
So they were in a class, and he was like, oh, yeah, I'll sleep standing up in a chair, like wherever
he does
it
not
is.
Fall over at all.
No.
That's so weird that
and
you
he knows
would lose
where
your
he
state
was.
Of balance.
Yeah.
So how long is he out for?
It looks like 20 to 30 seconds. Not a long time, you know.
I'm wondering
like
how long
cool.
It feels for him, though. You
I don't
know what I mean?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, because I just saw this girl that was on TikTok the other day, and she was videotaping when she would pass out. Like, she doesn't fall asleep. She's not narcoleptic, but apparently she just passes out.
God damn
What'd
it.
What'd you do? That's a ghost?
Oh, no, that's
Hacksaw Jim,
Hacksaw,
Jim Duggan.
Oh, way
Hacksaw
to
Jim
go.
Duggan just fell off of Dan's desk.
Good job,
we
bucko.
We got a Black Hawk down there.
Awesome.
Grab him. Little fun fact, by the way, that's Dan's cousin. It's Hacksaw Jim
He's
Duggan.
Married
is
to
it?
My cousin, yeah.
Yeah.
We
gotta
oh,
get him
married.
On the show. That's yeah. That's still cousins, dude. You're
we'll get him
cousins.
On there. Yeah, we banged once.
That's have you? That's cute.
We're from South Carolina.
Yeah, we do that stuff down there.
Yeah, that's all real.
That's normal down
there. He was at a Comic-Con signing 2x4s that I was at.
Why 2x4s?
That was his thing.
Oh.
So he used to take a 2x4 into the ring and beat the shit out of people with it.
Oh, okay, there we go.
See
that
little 2x4 in his hand?
Yep.
It's a nice thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you watch wrestling as a kid, Tiffany?
No, I did not.
Really?
I wasn't allowed to.
That's right. You weren't allowed to do anything.
I wasn't allowed to do anything.
Super Christian.
WWE? No, we couldn't.
All this world is so new to you, isn't
it's
it?
It's so new. No, it's been around for a bit, but yeah, I wasn't allowed to watch
you
know
it.
You're like
for
Brendan
you.
Fraser
yeah,
in that
me.
Dumbass movie.
Which one?
The one where
he's
was
made a bunch.
Trapped underground for the majority.
Encino Man?
Nope.
No.
Which technically, yes, but no.
I didn't watch many
what was the name of that
with him
movie?
In anyway because I didn't like him as an actor that much.
You know that he got his fucking gooch slapped by a dude, and he talks about it in this article that it really fucked with him. And I was like,
really?
Somebody jammed their hands in the back of his pants and rubbed his taints. That's it, his taints is what he said.
You know what? He probably is embarrassed by it because he probably really enjoyed it and he didn't want to admit it.
Being tickled by a stranger is a very bold power move.
That's a very bold power move. He
probably
felt very, again, he probably felt very happy about it, but then also violated at the same time.
Well, look, you get your that taint. You get a full middle finger on your taint like that by another man. That's got to be a weird sitch, man. You know?
Yeah. Speaking of aging, he did not age well. Brendan Fraser?
No.
Did not age well at all.
It's tough, though, man, because you don't know. You don't know what's going to happen.
But
or
doesn't he have like a ton of money? Shouldn't
out.
He be able to?
He does, but the thing is, like, for balding, you can't really stop that.
No, but you know what they have for guys now? Is they do the where, like, if you're, especially if you're balding up top, they'll completely, like, cut a circle of your hair out.
Bozo ring, yeah.
Yep, and they'll shave your head and then put the glue on and put on, like, I don't know, like, basically glue on a wig.
So if you want to see the best examples of this, of how, doesn't matter how rich you are, you can't stop it. Yeah. LeBron James is a perfect example.
Yeah, but he's black guy. It's different.
Great, and I'll take a white guy on that example, too.
But some guys look great.
The Bachelor. There was a guy that should have won, and I watched the shit with Jesse, right? Because I'm
wait,
stuck.
When? Just last?
Two Bachelors ago. He should have won, and what tall guy name? Blake. Tall guy.
His name was Blake?
I think Blake was his name, yeah. Anyways, so it's a huge scar in the back of your head, and they go all the way around, and they take it. What is it? Skin graphing?
I have no idea. Uh-huh.
It's a graph is what they take. And but you have this huge scar. The problem is you have to grow out your hair after that.
Yeah, so it grows around the scar.
Right, well, LeBron James didn't. And so it's just you have this – he has this monstrous scar in the back of his head, and you're like, what the fuck is that from? And everybody was trying to figure it out forever, and it was just like, it's Bosley, motherfucker. That's what he has, and that's what happened to the guy on The Bachelor as well. He was a younger dude.
Are you talking about this guy?
Yeah.
He has hair implants?
Yes.
Though?
So go.
I can kind of see that. He was on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes. So on Bachelor in Paradise, when it started, he had a gigantic scar on the back of his head. And Jesse was the one. She was a hairdresser.
Yeah.
She was the one who pointed it out. She goes, yeah, it's Bosley. And I was like, what? And I was like, that's the same scar LeBron James has. She goes, yeah, it's the same fucking thing, dude.
So he gets like, what? Is it hair implants or something? Or what?
Yeah. Yeah. They shave all the hair off your taint and asshole. Yeah.
No, they do not.
It's got to come from somewhere.
It's like cells. It's like hair follicles. And so they'll take it out of there and then replant it in the front of your head.
I don't think any of that shit is necessary anymore, though. Like, Bosley is antiquated at this point. You can plug up. There are serums now that actually work. Like, back in the day, that was snake oil. But what's his name? Hold on. One of the comedians. Standby.
The best job ever. There's two really good plug jobs.
Oh, what's his?
Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper's plugs? Plug guy is.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Yes. B-Coops.
He's so attractive, too. John Travolta has terrible hair, by the way.
He does
lace. Well, he was wearing a toupee.
Was he?
Yeah, he went lace front wig because he had the Bozo ring, so you can do lace front and just tie it into this shit right.
Oh, because his looks fake as shit.
Correct. So he shaved his head, finally,
yeah.
By the way. So
yeah, I see it.
He's
in
bald.
One.
And here's the weird thing.
But that's
Travolta
the thing.
Looks great, even though
yes.
he's gay.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Like oh, he's,
I had no idea.
He's the gayest of the gay. But he looks great with it bald all of those years.
Yes. He should have had it bald.
Yes.
Well, that's the thing with guys that you guys have the luxury of doing is if you guys are losing your hair, you guys can go bald.
Well, you could do the same thing. You just have to
wear
pretend you have
all the
cancer
time,
for years.
It depends on what your hair looks like underneath.
You mean your head looks like underneath?
I'm sorry, yes. What your head
looks like. Yeah. Like you have more hair underneath there.
Andrew Schultz.
Yeah, the shape of your head. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Have you ever seen people with too much skin on the back of their head? Or just kind of folds up like a...
Oh, yeah, they look like a
like
dog.
Like a Shar Pei?
Yep, like one of those dogs.
Or your brain. You ever see the people where they shave their head and you can see their brain?
Yes. That's creepy.
I know.
Okay, yeah.
So if you can see your own brains, but then you're stuck, man.
I've seen all those dudes in the military.
Oh,
everyone's got their head shaved when they first came in.
That was a dumb
comment.
So
you see all the brains. Yeah. I had no idea. Yeah. So LeBron doesn't look bad either. He just needs to shave it all because it honestly looks pretty bad.
It makes zero sense why he did not shave his head years ago. I don't understand.
Michael started shaving his head when he was like 26 years old.
Michael Jordan. No reason for that. No reason
whatsoever. Andrew Schultz, by the way, the comedian, fucking one of the funniest dudes out there right now, does the best crowd work maybe that I've ever seen, to be honest. But they have a podcast. He and what's his name, Charlamagne the God, that comedian. It's called The Brilliant Idiots. It's super fucking funny. If you haven't listened to their podcast before, yeah, it's really funny.
I fucking hate Charlamagne the God.
He's annoying.
Is that the?
But Andrew Schultz is fucking funny as shit.
Andrew Schultz is really funny.
At any rate, they were talking about hair plugs or whatever the fuck the other day, and Andrew Schultz was like, yeah, I've been putting the cream or whatever the fuck it is on my hair since I was like in my early 20s.
Yeah. The most
honest. And he said like he started developing a bald spot, and now if you look at his hair, it's thick as fuck.
Yeah.
So whatever he's using is working.
If you want to listen to, if you're a dude out there and want to listen to one, Dax Shepard on his podcast did an episode with Ashton Kutcher, and they went into great detail about getting injections.
Did Ashton Kutcher get injections?
Both. Both him and Dax Shepard about getting injections up here to inject hair follicles in and keep doing
it.
Yeah. Because you're paranoid about losing your hair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's science, man. If there's science available to make us look, feel, and maybe even be younger, then I'm going to fucking use it.
Listen, yeah. If there was a shot that I could take that would make my hair fuller and thicker, I'd take it.
Yeah, yeah,
I think
course.
You can.
All day long.
So Roman, one of our sponsors, Roman, they're most known for their erectile dysfunction drugs, but they have everything. They have like...
They've got a hair one.
They have hair stuff. Yeah. I think they have shit for STDs too. I don't think we've ever fucking looked into it.
We only do their boner pills.
Yeah.
So
those are the most important ones.
Yeah, it is. Ragers.
Yeah. But I'm curious how their hair ones would be though.
If they
would
work.
I mean, it's
how their hair pills would work. Like, because you hear like differences of opinions on different hair products and pills.
What? So one of my best friends was going bald, and he started using those shampoos.
Yes.
Forever.
I'm curious how that works.
I've heard the shampoos don't work.
They don't. And he was just like, yo, man, I feel like I'm, he's like, does it look better? And I was like, no, it doesn't.
I wonder if Rogaine, because I've seen.
Rogaine works for sure,
it?
Yeah.
Because they have women's Rogaine, and I've read some reviews that some women use it, and they literally are losing their hair from it. And then other women use it, and they're fine, but it's the upkeep. Like, you have to keep doing it for
and
the rest of your life.
Ultimately, it also depends on, so people think, and Dr. Frank, is a buddy of ours, talked about this when he was on the show. People think, well, if I have erectile dysfunction, I'll just get Cialis or I'll just get Viagra.
Yeah.
That might not be your fucking problem. Like, yeah, it may work to some degree, but you may be having erectile dysfunction for some completely different reason.
Yeah.
Right? Some other physiological reason. This woman may, even if she kept up with the treatment, maybe her hair was falling out for some other reason. Maybe she has too much of some vitamin in her body or not enough of it.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, and not some drug's not going to fix it. Everybody's a little bit different. And people are lazy. It's like, oh, that'll work for me.
Yeah.
No. It's not how it works. Go find out what's actually wrong with you. Go see Dr.
But
Frank.
That's so hard.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It's people hard. Don't want to do it. Wait,
but here's the other thing. Not only is it hard, but it's time consuming and it's costly.
Yeah, people
you don't have the
and
money
people are
for
lazy.
That.
Let's be real.
Yeah. I mean, if there was a quick fix pill where it was just like, hey, man, let's fucking get rid of this.
Yeah.
I'm down, man.
I'm
one of those people where it's like, pills? Great. What is it? What's it going to fix? Great, I'll do that.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, if I were a dude and I had a hard time getting up and I had to keep taking pills.
To get a boner?
Yeah, to get a boner.
Yeah.
I would think to myself, maybe there is an underlying issue that I probably
should
look
at. There's always an underlying issue. Like, if your body is functioning properly, then that won't be an
Correct.
Issue.
I knew a guy who's in amazing shape. I'm not going to give too much detail about him because... Yeah, but he couldn't get up.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
You.
But it was.
A lot of guys that are in super good shape have too much testosterone and their body stopped producing right amount of other stuff. Or
I think it was that, but I also think he was abusing opiates. So I don't know if that like was something too. I don't know if that would make them. But I just know that like he would like he had a problem constantly like trying to get
coke?
Hard.
Did he do a lot of coke?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I mean. He shouldn't be because he was in a, you know, in a branch.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
In the military. But, like, you know, just stuff like that where I was just a little bit surprised. Like, I mean, half the time I was like, was it me? Is it me?
Yeah.
And he'd be like, no, it's definitely not. And the poor dude.
Were you guys
could never.
Dating?
No.
Just fucking?
Yeah. Like, fuck buddies. But it was just one of the, like, well, tried. But it was one of those things, you know.
What did he say afterwards? I'm always curious what that conversation is like with a girl.
Well, I would do enough stuff to, like, get it. Kind of hard enough.
Yeah.
But for me, like, I thought it was personally, like, I was like, okay, I'm doing something wrong. I've never had this issue in my life. Because normally I just kiss dudes.
Sure.
And they're hard and we're good. So to me, I was kind of like wondering. But then his buddies were telling me that, you know, I guess he like abused alcohol or something before. And so I think he was, I don't know if they were, he was taking too many opiates and that's why, like, he just couldn't get hard. Mm. Or if it was, he was taking stuff because he was trying to go back to a specific job again, you know.
Oh, gotcha.
And all this other stuff. So
maybe he wasn't taking opiates anymore.
I don't know. But
yeah.
I felt bad for him, you know. I was like, that's a bad problem to have. Like, you're young and you're very attractive and you're in really great shape. And
man.
Yeah.
And it's just flaccid.
Yeah.
It's just Lake Flaccid.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Lake Flaccid. Yeah. That's what we're going to call it.
Well, a lot of people who are on
Miracle on Ice.
A lot of people who are on gear don't take the other stuff that you have to take. Like, you can't just take fucking steroids all the time. You have to take other shit.
You mean to level it out?
To rebalance, like, to start making estrogen again, the right amount of it.
Yeah.
Or to block it from... Because if you crank your fucking testosterone up to 1,000 or 1,100, like some of these assholes do, estrogen's like, oh, shit, I got to keep up.
Right.
So you start making that, and then you come off a cycle, and your body goes back down to 600 or 700 or 800, but your estrogen is still pumping out at a level commensurate with... 1,000 or 1,100, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, then you get fucked over, and then none of your shit works. You start going tits. All this stuff happens.
Yeah.
It's bad news for everybody.
Yeah, so if dudes take... I don't know how it works with dudes and chicks, but if guys take too much testosterone, is it testosterone or HGH? That they start getting boobs, right?
And well, like, they get tits from taking too much testosterone and not taking an estrogen blocker for a period of time afterwards.
Okay.
Typically.
And so what happens, so I've seen girls who've taken steroids before who get like very manly features and deeper voices.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Like more hair on their bodies. Yep. And it, at first, like from a distance, you look at this person, you're like, this person can gain muscle super quick. Like, that's awesome. But then you notice, like, later on, you're like, wait, there's these other changes that are happening
yep.
too.
She's got a dick now.
I've heard the clit gets bigger.
It does. It becomes big.
I had a buddy like a who apparently dated a chick who did a lot of steroids or something. And mm-hmm. I don't know, he was drunk one night and he showed me a picture of her clit. And I was like, whoa!
Wow.
It was
big.
It looked,
huh?
like, it looked like a micropenis. Kind of, yeah.
That's tough.
It was tough.
I've never seen that, but it makes sense.
I mean, similar. I'm saying not as big, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, man. But I guess it was never like that before. It was just it progressed because of taking too much stuff.
No, of course. But if you've got a big clit at home, you should lay that thing down on a ghost bed from ghostbed.com / drinking bros. Man, sometimes we just get talking and we forget about sponsors.
No.
We shouldn't forget about Ghostbed, though.
No.
It's like forgetting about Dre. You don't do it.
Eminem will get super mad if you do that.
36-month no-interest pay-as-you-go program. No one on the interwebs is offering that. If you're a member of the military or a first responder, you get 15% off forever.
That's awesome. Oh, forever. Perfect.
Forever on everything in the store. And they got new pillows, by the way.
Yeah, I saw those. Kurtz just got some of those Kurtz.
Did
Elmers.
He really?
Yep.
He doesn't deserve pillows like that.
No, his dog's already. He's got a cute little French bulldog, and it's already claimed the pillows. So, I guess it worked out in the end.
Take back your life, Kurt. Jesus Christ!
It's a way
I'm playing him in a fantasy football playoffs right now.
I think he's got the Ghost Lux coming today.
Ooh!
Yeah, in the base.
Man, that thing's awesome.
Yep.
That adjustable base. So everybody was talking about the Black Friday sales for the adjustable bases. They were half off. They are again here, I believe, now. Shit, it is now. And the holiday sale is fucking ridiculous they're having. But it ends at midnight on Christmas. So get your fucking loved one a mattress to sleep on, adjustable bases, pillows. That adjustable base has got USB ports, flashlights, the whole shit.
That's so awesome.
New pillows, covers, everything. Go to ghostbed.com/ drinking bros today. Get yourself a mattress. That's a fucking life changer, by the way.
It says they give you 101 nights to test the bed out.
They do. And then you
send
it back.
That's legit.
Yeah, you can bang.
That's what I'm talking about.
600 times in 101 nights.
Yep. And then send
That's
it back.
That's a lot of banging.
Yeah. Can you imagine you just send it back with all your cum on it?
Oh, my Lord.
Man, the bed wasn't for me.
25-year warranty, too. Yeah.
If you send it back and just, like, duct taped a fucking black light to it, like, hey, you may want to use this.
Yeah.
Because there's no way the government would allow them to resell a bed.
No.
Probably
Those
not.
Things just get thrown away.
It's like reselling toilet paper.
Or they give them to
I'm sure, yeah,
they
probably just give them to
people.
One of their homeless people or just say, hey, it's employee discount. Here you go.
Ooh, flip it over.
Can you imagine?
Remember, flip it over there.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they can do that because all these, well, I don't know if it's governed by the same rules, but all those companies get fucked over for trying to give leftover food to homeless people. Have you ever seen that shit?
Oh, yeah, because they get sick.
Panera
they
did.
Get sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
it
did.
Happened in L.A.
When I worked at Panera Bread.
There were these.
You worked at Panera?
Yeah, I worked. Yeah. It was in St. Louis, so it was called St. Louis Bread Company, but yeah.
What's the ins and outs of that place? I was going to hit the drive-thru after work tonight.
No, it's good.
Salad. All right.
No, I will
no
still eat
No shit going on behind the scenes?
No, right. Absolutely not. They're very, very clean.
Because I worked at Papa John's in high school, and I will not eat there.
Oh, okay. Thanks for letting me. I don't even like Papa John's, though, that much.
What do you guys like pizza-wise?
I like Domino's. I grew up on pizza. Everybody's but I like
saying,
Domino's crust.
Everybody's saying Domino's has become good again.
It has.
Yeah, Curly it has
crust.
Become
I'm
good
I'm not
again.
Comfortable
the
with that.
The crust is fucking pimp, man.
Yeah.
Do they have cheese in the crust?
No, that's Pizza Hut.
Mm-mm.
So Pizza Hut's putting cheese in the crust.
But the cheese in the crust does not taste natural to
no,
me. It doesn't
me neither.
Taste... It tastes fake.
I just want more calories. I don't give a shit about what it tastes like.
You know what I want to try from Pizza Hut? Is they have a Cheez-It pizza. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I fucking love Cheez-Its.
That looks... I do, too, and I feel like that would ruin Cheez-Its forever.
I feel like it would...
I'm down.
I don't care. When I try it.
I'm down. What is it? The crust is made out of cheese.
It's like
the whole goddamn thing.
Pizza is a, like a fucking cheese. It like a pizza and a cheese or something.
Oof. And you cut inside of it, and there's a box of Cheez-Its inside.
I am down.
No,
dude.
I wish that'd be cool.
They filled the box of Cheez-Its up with pizza sauce.
Big Cheez-It fan.
Little Caesars pretzel pizza is good.
Oh, I can butt fuck a Little Caesars, dude.
That is really good because it has pretzel crust,
yep.
And it has the nacho sauce.
Dipping sauce, yeah.
No, it has like this nacho cheese as the cheese on it, though.
Inside of it?
Yeah, not inside of it, but like as the cheese sauce.
Ooh.
Or like as the sauce, it's just nacho cheese with pepperoni. It's good.
Man,
it's very...
Fat Boy Fall. That
yeah.
is...
a lot of preservatives.
I could go through that crazy bread.
Oh, yeah.
Just give me 9 sacks, Holmes, to go.
Listen, pizza is my favorite.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yo, Holmes to Bel Air. Pop some of that.
I know. Well, that's what I say. So Jesse and I can get drunk off the champs.
Yeah.
Speaking of Bel Air. That's another sponsor today, Luke Bel Air.
That was a great segue. Yo, Holmes to Bel Air. Luke Bel Air, LukeBelAire.com/drinking bros. Look, man. This is it right here.
I said Jesse told me you guys served it this weekend
for the Luke Bel Air,
and everyone they was got, loving it.
So when we hit number one on Spotify a couple weeks ago, they sent us congratulations bottles with Drinking Bros logos on them. I did not know you could do that.
That's awesome.
It's fucking amazing. I'm gonna hold it up to camera right here. Maybe that'll get in. I'll stretch as far as I can with my little arms. It's the best champagne and best rosé in the biz, and it's the holiday season. Every one of these fucking parties we go to, you gotta show up with a bottle at somebody's house.
Yeah.
Don't be a dickhead.
Be polite.
Don't be a dickhead. You get 30% off there LukeBelAire.com/drinking bros. And bango. It gets shipped right to your fucking house. It's $26 a bottle. That's it.
That's
it's also a man law violation to walk into a place with booze and then leave with it. Like, you can take one for the road, but you can't take the whole fucking shit out of there.
Bottle, yeah.
By
yeah,
the
yeah.
way.
You don't take the bottle.
That's why you take
Wait, you're
you
saying
leave
if
it.
You bring a handle of something, you can't bring it back
Correct.
With you?
Correct. No, that handle belongs to the house now.
Correct.
What?
I yeah. live in that state as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a fucking
rule. Oh, wow.
Rule.
I had no idea.
So
really, Tiff?
Yeah. No.
Are you taking your shit home?
No, but
you
like...
You fucking dirt
I'm bag. Sure I wouldn't. I'm sure I did in college. I'm sure if I went anywhere in college and brought booze, I was definitely bringing it back to my room and drink
the
it with me later.
The only time it's appropriate is if the host says, hey... I'm not going to drink this.
Well,
this
yeah.
home.
But the thing is, it was bring your, like, so it wasn't like a whole bar of things. It was bring your own beer.
No,
so you brought your own. That was your shit.
That
you
is
drank
the
it.
Rent,
I'm bringing it back with
that
me.
That is the rent you pay for letting the, from them letting you use
what
the place
was a shitty
party.
Correct.
Well,
Tiff,
you
I don't
know
what
I mean?
To tell
Do you.
You
take your White Claws home?
No.
You had to pause and think about that.
Like,
if I
brought
I
a case,
don't bring White Claws to a party.
If I brought a case of White Claws over to your house to party, and there were like half of them were left at the end of the night.
If you brought them, I wouldn't care.
I know you wouldn't care because you're a fucking dirtbag. This is a fucking rule
yeah.
that people need to follow. Goddammit.
Yep.
So I that's why
okay,
you bring
okay, so
two
listen,
bottles.
The last party that we went to, I'll tell you this: the last party that we went to was for Thanksgiving, and I brought like a handle of vodka, 2 things of wine. My husband brought his Jameson, and we, like, 3 things of soda, and we left it all there.
Yeah, that's what you
should
do.
And we barely
that's
drank any
do.
Of it.
That's what you should do.
So,
here's my...
That's when you get 2 bottles.
That's normal,
yes.
though. I'm not going to fucking take
always,
it out of the
I always bring
cooler.
2 bottles of wine.
One for myself.
One for myself, because if nobody else drinks it, then I'm like, all right, because I don't buy wine for other people that I don't personally like.
You sure?
And I'm a wine guy. I have fucking, like, 80 bottles at my goddamn house.
Yeah.
So, I bring 2 bottles. Usually the same thing. So it's like, all right, you didn't drink the first one. I'm taking the second one.
Exactly.
That's one. You get one for the road.
But
that's
it.
But
that's you taking it now. Yeah. That's you.
No, you get
sure
one for the road.
One for the
I
road.
Just said you.
You get a, yeah, you get a cup for the road.
I say you, he did.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going against on your
So with this the other night, so I brought some Luke Bel Air over to a holiday party the other night, right?
Yeah.
I brought, same thing as Dan. You and I do the exact same thing. I bring 2 bottles.
Yeah, always.
One for me, one for everybody else, right? Because mm-hmm. I like to drink my own shit, and I don't want to rely on everybody
sure,
else's
yeah.
shit. Because I don't like a lot of people's picks in this life, right?
I don't either.
Usually, if you're an uncool white guy, you know, there'll be some fucking pale ale Sierra Nevada.
Hey, you want my IPAs?
Whatever it is, right? Yeah. Like a craft beer is great. I'll indulge in that all the time. Like uh-huh. that's your own personal choice. Maybe I haven't had it. I don't know your brewery. Right. Fantastic. Nice little Peter Brady in my voice there. With this, I brought over 2 bottles of Luke Bel Air. I had one,
mm-hmm.
and then the other one went untouched, and I saw it there. And I was like,
oh
no, it's my favorite. can I just take it in the back of your mind? And I'm like, you're too white trash. You can't do that.
And then Jesse took it.
No, she's okay. not. She won't
no, that's the other rule. If they drink the entire first bottle, you have to leave the second one. You can't leave them empty-handed.
Correct.
Jeez, who came up with these rules and these where are they located?
This is why we're doing this. So with this
school
sponsor,
never taught me this. This is horseshit.
Well, school also didn't teach you how to fucking balance a checkbook. They taught you how to fucking...
That's true. They didn't teach me any life skills. What? That's for Nothing. Fucking sure.
Yeah. So go to LukeBelair.com/drinkingbros today. Get bottles. It knocks it down to $26. These are the good ones that you're like, all right, sweet, man. You fucking mean a lot in this life and you're at my party.
Yeah.
Otherwise, kind of fighting through it at the grocery store.
Yeah.
There's like two choices where you're like, there's this and this
you don't,
other thing.
I don't
you don't
like
want to
buying champagne and anything like that at the grocery store.
No,
like,
you don't want to be an asshole.
And honestly, I will buy the one that's in a fancy bottle. So like this, for example, if I saw this sit on the shelf, I'm buying it because I'm like, this looks expensive.
Well, this,
this
is the
good.
Most this is the most that's popular the rosé in the country. So, yeah. Well, in the world, yeah, this one is. Yeah. So
I'm a big fan. Who do we got next up?
Let's see. We got Bespoke Post.
I was going to say, are you going to die? Do you need a White Claw?
Maybe.
Bespoke Post.
Oh, shit. Box of Awesome?
Yeah.
God damn it. I just got one yesterday.
I hadn't got mine yet.
BoxofAwesome.com/DrinkingBros.
What'd you get?
There's a promo code, Drinking Bros. It might be just BoxofAwesome.com.
What did you get?
I got the fucking... What do you call those? Martini glasses.
Mm.
Shit like that.
What's Box of... What is this?
It's like
Box of Awesome.
So
is it like a?
It's like a subscription service.
Yeah.
For it's like a box service, right?
Okay.
Like everything, like BarkBox or whatever the fuck, which we got kicked off of, because of Michael Vick of all people. Anyways,
whatever.
it's dude shit, but Box of Awesome. So you get like some kind of dude shit every month.
So okay. I've seen those boxes before. I'm trying to think what the chick ones
you
are
You ladies
called.
Have Birchbox?
Yeah,
I
Birchbox.
Say, is it Birchbox? Yeah. And like all these other ones that you see? Yeah, will come with like 15, 20 things
yeah.
or something in it? Or my sister gets one that has like a ton of makeup. Okay.
I want to see what their new fucking shit is here on Box of Awesome.
So this is only for best. Guys only? This might be a good subscription to get for my husband then,
it's
huh?
It's the best one.
Oh, yeah, it's
husband.
Dope. So this here's some the of the stuff they have.
Because that would be a good Christmas gift.
Oh, they got an axe now? Come on, dude.
They've got like a fucking cigar, a little cigar humidor. They've got these fucking whiskey glasses with a decanter. They've got knives.
That's what I got.
All sorts of fucking shit. I mean, it's ridiculous. They have like a cheese knife with fucking champagne flutes. Like, they've got all kinds of stuff.
This looks nice.
I have that garment bag. I've got the whiskey decanter with the glasses. That's what I got. I have the dop kit from them. Fuck, I have a lot of shit from them, dude. And I have that cast iron skillet. That cast iron skillet is the jam, dude. That is the only
you
thing
that
Jesse
that.
Cooks on is that cast iron skillet.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
You use it for everything.
Yeah, everything.
Everything across the board.
And it keeps the nice flavor. They have stuff for her on here, too. They have after hours. I don't know what that is, but that looks fun.
What's that?
They have a bath thing. They have a chick one on here, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, they have wine and cheese. What the fuck? That's right up my alley.
Where is this at?
Yeah,
if you just go to bespokepost.com and scroll
they
down.
Up and they have stocking stuffers.
There's a bunch of other stuff down here.
That's
BoxofAwesome.com. Promo. So it's a promo code, Drinking Bros. 20% off. Box is like $45. So like I'm on a subscription with this shit, right? It's just $45. But I get the dopest shit once a month. It's like my own personal Christmas. So when I'm having a shitty day and it's just sitting on my porch,
that's
I'm like,
nice.
Here we go. I just got one yesterday. I love BoxofAwesome.com. Again, promo code DRINKINGBROS, 20% off. Subscribe to this shit. Literally, every month is a new box full of like the dopest headphones. I get everything in there, man. It's awesome. Good for Box of Awesome. They're fucking constantly doing it, dude.
Yeah, they keep adding new cool shit, too.
Yeah, BoxofAwesome.com, promo code DRINKINGBROS, 20% off. Last but not least, we got Stance.com. This is D'Anthony wears these socks every single day.
Those.
Ooh.
These are my Atlanta Braves socks. They're like from the 1970s.
Braves,
yeah,
damn,
I love
your
these socks.
Smell like shit.
No, they don't.
Really?
My entire body smells amazing all the time.
I don't know.
Yeah, these are super high quality socks, by the way.
Those are nice.
And they have all kinds of cool shit too.
They've got NBA, they've got the license for MLB, NBA.
I don't know if they do custom stuff, but they have like all the office stuff.
Oh, that's
like they
awesome.
They have one that's Bob Vance refrigeration now. We should get those.
Does he know?
I don't know if he knows. You should reach out to him. We just had him on the show, 6 months ago or something like that?
Yeah, March, I think.
So they own
funny.
They own the license for Star Wars. They have the Grinch stuff, which is right up my alley, obviously. Let's see what else they have.
He doesn't get paid for that, by the way.
Fuck no, he doesn't.
It's great though.
They have all the Marvel stuff, Star Wars, fucking Major League Baseball, the NBA. They have a bunch of fucking different characters. Characters.
Yeah.
As some might say.
Char actors.
Char actors, yeah.
Yeah, they got everything over there. STANCE.com. Is it a promo code, Drinking Bros?
It's stance.com. I think it's /Drinking Bros. Hang on.
/Drinking Bros.
Yeah, it's /Drinking Bros. And it's they've got all kinds of
BOGO,
dope shit.
Right? You buy one, get one free over there.
Oh, they got boxer briefs and everything, too.
Yeah, you buy any kind of stuff.
Yep.
And you get a fucking pair of socks for free, basically. So they got the...
It's called BOGO.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, yeah.
BOGO! Buy one, get one free over at stance.com/Drinking Bros. Big fan of all their
shit. I like them. Yeah. They don't have the NFL yet, I don't think, but they've got baseball and basketball.
It's coming all over your face.
Our NFL's hard to get, but they're coming soon from what I hear.
NFL's real.
All over your face. They've also got Grateful Dead socks.
Really?
Yeah. Burt Koontz is a huge fan of the Grateful Dead. So is Evan Hafer.
Is that real? I wouldn't expect either of them to be Grateful Dead fans. They're both huge Deadheads,
actually.
Really?
Yes, big time.
It's funny, man. I went to one of their last shows where Jerry was still alive. And he fucking died like 2 months later.
Dang.
Did you do it?
What?
Did you kill him?
Yeah, I had to.
Did you keep your ticket stub? I get it.
No. I was a kid.
That's worth money.
I was a kid, so I didn't really think about it.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't really understand like the importance of, I think, that band on society and culture and shit until I was older. And I was just like, oh, fuck.
God damn. It's going to be really hard for me not to buy these Dwight Schrute socks.
You can't. You have to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, how the fuck am I not supposed to do that?
They're going
to
be number two underneath your dog socks.
Oh, I'm using the promo code, bro. Yeah. Don't worry about that. So I got to find a second.
Wait. Go back up.
I'll get the Grinch socks.
You need to get those boxer briefs to have the string lights on it.
Yeah, maybe.
I used my own promo code on Killcliff 2 nights ago.
Oh, we have all the new flavors are coming in soon.
No, we know. We talked about it. But dude, I bought a case of the grape. KillcliffCBD.com.
The grapest of all time?
Yes. Promo code Drinking Bros. I brought a case of it on there and used my own promo code 2 nights ago. I use my own promo code on all this shit.
Yeah, I'm never going to stop. You can't stop me. This is America. I can do what I want.
No, not at all.
Well, you get good deals. That's the thing. 20 to 30% off on things? Like, that's legit.
Yeah.
I know, man.
So I'm going to get some Grinch socks and my BOGO is going to be the Dwight Schrute socks.
Ooh.
If we were good friends, which I think we are, then I went Dwight. True
socks. You want those too?
Hashtag treat yourself.
Yeah.
Since you brought it up, Tiffers, I want to get into this with you. What is your go-to drink then at a party? I bring wine.
Oh, if I'm bringing drinks?
Yeah.
I brought wine last time. So I will typically bring two drinks. I'll bring Cabernet wine for myself.
Okay.
So some cab. And then I will also bring Tito's. Uh-huh. I love Tito's.
Yeah.
Same. Can't go wrong with that. And it depends on how I'm feeling that day. If I'm feeling fine, then I'll probably bring like a cranberry, like ginger ale or cranberry Sprite.
Sure.
If not, I bring Red Bull. Like, I know so many people are going to be like, oh, but like uppers and downers aren't good for you. Like, it's what keeps me awake. I do good on it.
Yeah.
It works for me.
Yeah, because drinking a shit ton of booze is super good for you, right?
It is.
I'm just saying, but some people are so big into like, oh, but vodka Red Bull is going to make your heart explode. I'm like, I've been drinking that since I was underage. I'm fucking fine.
I like those memes that are like, fucking vegan girls won't eat, or like these new hipsters, like, oh, I only eat this kind of fucking plant-based diet, but they're snorting cocaine on the weekends.
Yeah,
like, come on, man.
Yeah,
you can do both.
You can do both, just not well. If you're a vegan snorting coke, your shits are gonna be spraying.
You need
it's gonna be a buckshot.
You need something. You need a binding agent.
Listen, you can be a vegan all you want and do all the drugs you want, but stop pushing your shit on me. That's my only thing. Like, it's the vegans who are like, oh, but you shouldn't eat this and blah, 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 blah. Like, it's fine. It's totally fine for you to do it. Don't push it on me.
Yeah.
Hey, I was wrong. They do have all the NFL teams as well.
Ah,
it just wasn't on the front page.
Look at you. Dude. All of them. Always wrong.
Doing all that research on there.
Yeah.
He's like a girl Googling her next new boyfriend. Like, I got to find it all out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You do. And you can now, too.
You can find anything online.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm out of that. Where I don't have to fucking dig into people's shit.
Look for people?
Yeah.
Have you ever had... So, let me ask you this. Have you ever had anyone before, like, you were married to Jesse that... Like, Googled you. Was Google even a thing way back in the day?
Well, he's only 25
years old. So, yeah.
Oh, 25
I mean, it existed.
Now.
It just didn't.
Yeah, yeah. But did anyone ever say, like, hey, I Googled you?
And so it happens all the time now, too, where you go out with people and it's just like, you probably get this too, where it's just like, I don't know what you do. I've never listened to your show. How'd you know I had a show?
Oh, okay. You know,
I have never seen, like, I've never read your book or anything. It's like, how'd you know I wrote one? But with Google, everything is possible. The only problem is when things are wrong, like, and they have wrong information on you. Like, the celebrity net worth is now a big thing. Matt and I were talking about this, too. It was just like, hey, man, are you on one of the celebrity net worth pages? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, is it right? And I was like, no.
No. Is it super far off, like, really under?
Like, ridiculously far off. It's really low. Matt's is really high, though. And I was just like, here's how it works in a disadvantage for – we were going over the reasons why. Mm-hmm. Matt's was, like, at $25 million or something like that. And he's just like, dude. Everybody's going to be expecting me to pay shit. Like, I don't have that fucking money. And I was like, mine's really low. So when I go into meetings and shit, if somebody were to look that up and, you know, see that, even though it's not true, they'd be like, oh, this guy probably just fucking needs money or something.
Yeah.
It's like, no, dude. But in today's society with all that shit, because there's dating trees too, where it's like, oh, so-and-so dated so-and-so.
Oh, you can see who dated who?
Yeah, yeah.
Like their whole history?
Partially.
Oh, okay.
Where, you know, they'll look back through pictures and kind of ID you through that.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, fuck me, man.
That'd
be
hard.
Things like Wikipedia. Like, I have a Wikipedia page. I don't know who did it.
Yeah.
And it's all just a bunch of weird combined shit.
And you don't feel like it was like Dan or Jared or something?
Well, we people always change it. So on there, somebody screenshotted it to me where they were like, I'm married to, you know, Jesse Wiseman. And then underneath it says, but I'm also in a relationship with D'Anthony Holloway. And that was on there for a while.
People fuck with your Wikipedia on a regular basis.
That's funny, though. But I feel like that would be a lot of DV guy, you know, fans.
No, if we're going to have Wikipedia pages, I expect that there's going to be weird shit put
exactly.
in all the time.
Exactly. And I don't mind, and that makes me laugh my ass off.
Yeah.
So, but the problem is, like, the real shit that is on there was just, like, hodgepodge together, it looked like, by project. It looked like whatever I was working on at the time, like maybe a producer or a publicist or something, stuck up one thing about it, but didn't bother to change like the rest of it. So it's just like, I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
But
so you've Googled yourself before then?
Yes. Specifically because somebody told me something that was untrue about myself before I went into a meeting, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want them to think that. And they were like, well, it's on the Google. And I was just like, nothing you can do about it. So. And the worst example was one of my best friends from college is a high-powered lawyer.
Yeah.
Partner in this firm. They'd won a case against somebody else, and this other firm, or this other person who they were suing, got a bunch of Me Too articles printed about them and said that he was accused of rape like 10 or 15 years ago and had raped all these women and all this other shit. And it was all from like Romania or something. But it took 2 years for him to call the people and get these things taken down, but it was all like some of them are still up. I'm not gonna say
ridiculous.
Who it is, but yeah.
Yeah.
And so anytime you Google his name now, you're gonna find one of these pictures with like a circle, red circle through it of he's a rapist or whatever, and you're just like, Jesus Christ, man.
That's creepy.
Yeah, but it's not real.
Yeah.
So like, you know.
True. I guess so. I just did an inspection recently. I was just out of town. And I guess some of the people during the inspection, like, or at least beforehand, Googled me and they found like a picture of me like in all kit doing like, you know, just holding a gun for one of my buddies who I've like shot with before. And I'm very big on like I stay fully clothed for the most part in those. Like, I don't have like tits and ass out. You know, I'm very respectful still. But I guess he showed my chief who I was there with.
Right.
And he was like, look, this is Tiffany. Like, you have a problem with this? And my chief's like, no, she can do what the fuck she wants. She's a grown-ass woman. Who gives a fuck? Why are you Googling her, weirdo?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And later on, I was like, why are they Googling me? That's strange.
I Google everybody.
I did. I ended up looking up stuff.
If I meet some random person at a bar and they tell me their name, I Google their name.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's the first thing that you
a
do?
A lot of people do. Wait, hang on.
I've not done this.
So yeah. I worked for Homeland Security as an investigator. Lower level stuff, but that's like searching open source stuff is like the first thing you always do.
Uh-huh.
And plus, I'm just curious, like who this person is.
I've never done that with people.
I don't do it to be creepy.
I've never looked up their email, like their military email, and like seen what unit they were at. I've never even ever looked at anything Google wise because I don't give a fuck.
So
honestly.
Facebook, when Facebook became, you know, big in my world at least, right? because I was super late to social media. Then it was like every meeting I went on, I was like, all right, what's their fucking sitch? And I would go to Facebook and look them up.
Facebook is a little bit different, I think.
Well, you want to see if they're legitimate. Maybe. You want to see if they're, you know, that friends of friends thing is always on there too.
Yeah,
like,
that's
hey,
nice.
Man, we have five friends in common, where it's just like, all right, cool. There was somebody I hired recently that I looked him up on Facebook first.
I mean, apparently a lot of employers do that now.
Yes.
Oh, that's why people are being like saying, hey, be careful with what you post online because your future employers could look at that shit and, by the way, not hire you.
My Facebook profile pic is just me double burden people because it's I just don't care.
Well, we have.
Yeah, but you're not looking for a job anyway.
No, correct. Our jobs.
So.
Correct.
Well, I wouldn't even say we're our own bosses. Like, we can't even. We're not even. We can't even control ourselves.
No. No.
Like, if we were the bosses of us. Can you imagine that? It'd just be
That'd
a shit
show. That'd be
perfect,
though. You're like, I get to do what I want. Like, I'm my own boss.
Yeah. Well, I think, look, you get to the point where you hope you can do that one day. Where you can just
that. I think everyone does.
Yeah. So, a couple of years ago, I just changed it to double, a few years back, double birds. And I was like, all right, great. How
is that
long
the cartoon?
Can I keep this? No.
No, that's something.
It's a real.
Oh, I thought it was a cartoon
a real
one.
Pick. And I was just like, man, let's see how long I can keep this going for.
Yeah. Because
that's when you know, like, hey, man. I'm doing all right. Otherwise, you know, if I have a suit and tie on, shit got fucked up somewhere.
Sure.
Like, something went real bad.
I wear a suit and tie all the time.
No,
well, not,
you do not
so much anymore, but I like wearing suits.
You look good in a suit and tie.
Yeah,
you clean up well.
Sure.
I enjoy wearing it. It's to be honest, it's almost easier than wearing normal clothes.
It is, but
why?
Because you don't have to pick anything out. Like, that suit is
just
that
like
suit.
Oh, just like a suit and tie.
If that's your profile pick, though, right? That's definitely a message to women, because you're single. It's definitely a message to women. If you're wearing a suit and tie, I'm like, oh, he's a professional man going to work every day.
That's not entirely accurate, but yeah.
But that's the presumption,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So for you, if you were to post that, that wouldn't be true to Dan, you know?
So you're saying that if you had a Tinder, that you would make it a suit
and
tie
do you
or
have
something?
A Tinder?
No.
Do you have
you ever gotten Tinder?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Or
back in the day, yeah.
Or whatever
not
that you were.
Like, do you have any any dating apps?
Yeah, back in the day. Not now, no.
Why not now?
Let's move past it.
Dan, I think we're not moving, but we're stopping on it.
Let's move past it.
Because you're dating someone? You have a special lady in your
life? I might, yeah.
Okay.
Or a man. You never know.
Either one.
Pregnant dog. You never know with me.
Did you have any dating apps, Tiff?
I did it after my divorce. I did Tinder. When, like, Tinder was before, it was like just a hookup app. I liked it. I wanted some good dates and then some psycho dates with dudes. And then the worst one was Match because you had to pay for it. And all those dudes on there thought, like, you would have every single middle-aged man who was, like, just overweight and probably just play video games in their basement hit you up. And I'm the type of person where I always appreciate if a guy wasn't interested in me, he would still write me and tell me just as a courtesy after I'd write him. And so I would really politely and professionally be like, hey, like, I really appreciate you reaching out to me. You know, it's not my type, but I wish you the best luck with everything. And they'd be like, fuck you, you bitch. And I'm like, whoa.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There was the most hostile people on that app. Plenty of Fish was the one where it was like hit or miss. It was like, am I going to get a psycho who's going to stab me?
Yeah.
Or I'm going to get someone who's actually pretty legit.
Imagine if you're a dude and you matched up and it's Tiffany Hart shows up to your house.
Yeah.
That's got to be a once in a million type thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, right.
Dead serious, right?
No.
It's usually nobody looks like their profile pics and all that other stuff. Like,
so that's what happened on this one date. I went on a date with a dude, and he looked super hot in his profile pic, and I saw him in person. And no joke, the first thing I said to him was like, hey, you look very different than your picture. And he was like, yeah, I've gained a lot of weight since then, and I've lost my hair. And I was like, I can see. Like,
no way.
And I've been in several car accidents since then.
He looked similar, but he was nice. And I did a date with him. He wasn't my type, though. And we continued to talk a little bit after, and I eventually did tell him, like, hey, I really do like you. Like, you seem like a nice guy. However, I don't really see this going anywhere. You know what he ended up doing to me fucking later on?
No.
So he was like a tech nerd, right? Mm. Like, he was into all this stuff. He sent me whatever fucking text it was that would literally lock your phone. Like, he sent me a text that literally erased and encrypted my phone and locked it. I couldn't get on it at all.
No way.
Yes. It was fucking crazy. And all I knew that I was TDY in the Grand Canyon going through a wilderness first responder course. And I was like, dude, I can't get on my phone at all. I can't get a hold of anyone. My phone's locked. And I ended up somehow using, like, the voice app thing on it to, like, call my sister. And I said, can you guys look this up?
You mean Siri?
I use Siri, yeah.
Say it.
Siri.
Yeah,
because you,
Siri. I call it baby Siri. Siri.
You used very to call Siri. It Siri back in the day, and I think I've corrected.
Yeah,
that.
I've barely used Siri, but I used Siri. I said call Abby, and I had him look it up, and all I had to do was apparently get to his text message somehow and respond to him. So I had to like try to look up, you know, at Siri again to have him look up his text message, and I wrote "fuck you, dude, thanks a lot" because it was some like weird looking Arabic thing, and when you Googled it online, it showed specifically that if someone sent it to you. Fuck up your phone.
That's wild.
He was that upset with me, I guess.
Did you throw him a beach?
Weeks later.
Anything?
No, we never even kissed.
Little hando?
No.
Yeah, because sometimes a hando, dude, like people will be like, oh,
no,
man.
No, there was not. There wasn't even a good night.
Okay.
Because he
looked that different.
Yeah, but like it has to take me a lot to want to like make out with someone on the first date.
Okay.
Like they had to be really, I had to find them really attractive physically and, I don't
spiritually.
Know. Meant like I have to find him super funny. We have to have a good connection, and then then it depends from there.
My problem with the dating sites is that I can't. I'm too much of a piece of shit. Like I'm too much of a troll. There's so many opportunities to fuck with people there,
right?
Because everybody, it's an environment that's just primed for bullshit. You know what I mean? Like everybody has expectations, and not only expectations, but they also bring baggage. And you can clearly tell from somebody's profile what kind of expectations they have and what kind of baggage they're bringing.
Whoa. Like their profile as in what they say or how they look.
I want a man that blah, 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 and it's
who
some fucking fat girl.
I want a man that fucks tough.
No one writes that anymore. Every girl has like a quirky little
it's
cute,
a woman,
funny saying.
No. It's a woman who says something like, loyalty and honesty are the most important things to me. That woman has been cheated on repeatedly throughout her entire adult life. And I know that now, and I can use that to fuck with her if I want.
Yeah.
In that case, I wouldn't. That's a mean way. I fuck with people in a funny way, right? I'm just saying that's one example of how you can clearly tell that someone, like if a woman on Facebook, if her fucking, we've talked about this before, but if her relationship status is divorced and not single, like once you're divorced, you're single.
Yeah,
you're
no
not divorced.
Divorce.
Divorce is something that happened.
Yeah.
That is a verb. That is not a noun.
But maybe they want to know since it's like, hey, man, I got a fucking baby with me, dude.
No, just all the pictures of her with the baby is probably enough. When she writes divorce down instead of single, she's sending a message.
So how are you meeting these bruisers that you're hanging out with now?
I don't. When's the last time you saw me with any woman? It's like fucking months ago.
Well, before that, Dan, there was a lot in and out. That door was swinging.
I just know
it was like
people.
A saloon door.
I meet people organically mostly, honestly, through friends of friends and shit like that.
Okay.
Back in the day, anyways.
So not at like bars and shit? Like, because we have a bunch of guests
not
that come to town and usually go out.
Not really.
I'd rather meet someone organically if I can.
It's tough though, right?
I like to meet people through friends of friends.
If people don't go out as much,
Even just like people that I'm going to be hanging out with, I would prefer to meet them through friends of friends or something like that. Because at least they've been at least pre-vetted and I can get some dirt on them before.
Sure.
Kind of pre-vetted. You know what I mean? Some people hang out with people that...
I don't mind hanging out with sketchy people. Jared is one of our best friends, and he's one of the most sketchiest dudes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but he also hangs out with pretty awesome people.
He hangs out with both.
Both.
Like,
you'll never know if you're going to get like somebody drinking.
I know,
out
I'm
of
not
a
saying all of them
shoe.
Are awesome, but I'm saying like he hangs out with some pretty legit people, though.
He does, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But he also hangs
it's
out.
And miss.
He's a dirtbag, and so are we.
I went to a dinner, long day shooting, and he's like, hey, how about we meet for dinner later? Because I wasn't shooting with him. And I was like, all right, cool. So we met at this place that was by one of my favorite restaurants in San Antonio. And I get there.
Which one?
We ate at the bar there.
Cured?
Yes.
Yeah, that place is dope.
Cured, and then there's another one, too, that's really good. That whole area is really good. Either way.
You're talking about the Pearl.
Yes.
Yeah, is that where we went?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That was good.
That whole area has got a bunch of great restaurants. Anyways, so afterwards, you know, he's like, meet me up here when you're done. I was like, all right, great. Yeah. And then I get there, and there's like 12 swingers at a table. And I
was
just like,
recently?
Yeah, within the last 6 months.
Okay, because he's gotten into swinging recently.
Yeah,
I feel
that episode is out today, actually.
I don't know if he's even still on that, though. Like, things process.
He changes.
Things
quickly.
Process so quickly. He's my guess is Jared will be in a serious relationship sometime in the next 2 to 3 months. And I remember I've known
him.
I've known him since, what year is this? I've known him for
13.
That was on yesterday's
almost
show.
Almost 14 years now.
Yeah. But here was the weird thing about it, right? The swingers, a couple of them had dated before and in the past. And like one guy was upset still about this one girl.
Really?
And that shit just can't work and or last. No. And I was just like, all right. how far are these guys going to take this?
You're talking about friend groups and shit.
Yes.
People have friend groups now. I didn't. That wasn't a thing when I was.
It shouldn't be a thing.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, there's these people who are in their 20s and 30s who they hang out with the same 10 people all the time.
And they call it a friend group.
Yeah.
Like, you guys ever had that in high school?
What are you doing? I'm just hanging out with the guys. And by the guys, they mean all these people. I'm like, no, I want to hang out with my girl and maybe like three other people once a month.
I just call my friends my friends, right?
Yeah.
But now people call it friend groups.
Group?
Yeah,
oh.
And it's just like, oh, it's my group of guys and girls.
Oh, I just had a group. I had a group of five or six girlfriends that I hung out with often, like all the time in college. I mean, in high school.
Yeah, but that's normal.
Yeah, that was normal.
Yeah. But this was a full-on
But a group where they all would fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're all friends that just fucked?
Yeah.
I feel like that would cause a lot of animosity and...
Oh, well, it did. I heard stories all the time.
Oh, dude, so did I. So, like, discussing Justin. He ended up dating one of them, and he was like, oh, man, this girl's great. She's rad. She's the best. And I was like, she's a swinger? He goes, yeah. And I was like,
oh, that guy is disgusting. End poorly.
I don't think she was, but I do think there was another guy involved.
It wasn't a dude, actually.
Oh, it's a girl.
Yeah, yeah. So
well, that's fine.
Ended up getting eaten out on a float, like one of those pizza float.
Rest. That's just a lazy
Saturday. That sounds awesome. That's what I would do.
But it was another girl.
Tongue's a tongue.
I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She might be better. Who knows?
Yeah. But it was in front of, you know, maybe 20, 30 people. And he was not happy about that.
That's their thing.
Because he was with us, actually. He started getting a bunch of texts. Uh-huh. And it was just like over and over. And it was like, hey, man. Girlfriend's getting eaten out of this party on a pizza float in the middle of this pool.
Was she drunk?
Who knows? I'm assuming alcohol was involved. That's not something you walk into sober.
I don't think so either, unless they're like super freaky.
Yeah. Could you imagine you show up at a pool party, 1 p.m., pull your dick out and ask for a beach on a nice pizza
like
float?
Like sober?
Yeah, sober.
Like just go downtown.
Sober beach on a pizza float where you're just in front of like 30 people. You're
I like
what?
That's a pizza floaty though.
That
wins.
I like when women refer to masturbating as jerking off. Like,
I don't.
What about flicking the beam?
No, that's dumb.
Nope, I don't like
what about
of
playing
those?
The DJ?
No.
I like when women.
Go for three.
Like if I asked a woman what she was doing and she's like, oh, I was jerking off. I'm like, oh, that's funny. Because it's funny. I think it's funny.
What do they call it? Masturbating?
That's fine.
Yeah,
too,
masturbating's fine with
that's
me.
Fine.
Yeah.
Pounding off would also be.
Pounding
acceptable.
Off? That's like a guy term, though.
It is.
So
yeah.
is jerking off.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny when women, like some stuff, like suck my dick. You don't like that, right?
Are you big into JOI?
JOI?
Yeah, JOI videos, jerk off instruction videos.
No, I've never. Jerk off instruction videos?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's where.
JOI.
Sex is happening or the woman's masturbating and the woman is
telling you
like what to do, like jerk off faster or stick your finger up your butthole or whatever the case is.
I've never seen those.
It's a whole fucking
night. You get to go home.
I know, and look it up.
Yeah, yeah. JOI is a big one on there.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Dudes just want to be told what to do.
Well, I went from amateur to, I wouldn't say it's BDSM, but what was his name again? Gray, something gray. I like
what?
There's
Christian Grey.
No,
50
no,
Shades of Grey.
But it was like these two tatted dudes, like getting really rough for this one chick.
Oh, Owen Grey.
Owen Grey.
Yeah.
Like he's not my type visually, but his body and dick and like everything else and the way he like has
thin.
Sex.
Yeah.
God. Yeah.
He's got the alphabet tattooed down his leg.
I kind of like it. I think his tattoos. Him and some other tattooed guy who are both very rough went on some chick.
James Dean.
Was that him? Something hand guy, like him. His nickname is something small hands or something.
No,
he ain't small. I'll tell you that right now.
But he's got small hands.
I don't know. I wasn't looking at his hands. It's very fucking hot. It's a very very. I like that.
This
video.
Is it right here.
So I went from amateur. Yes, that one. This one right
What's
here.
What's his name?
His porn name is Small Hands.
That's what I'm saying. Small hands. Yeah, double cream pie.
He's got a nice dick though.
Yeah.
What's the video called? Double Cream Pie what?
It's called Double
BBG Threesome with Kristen Scott, Small Hands, and Owen Gray.
What's BBG? What does that stand for?
I don't know what BBG.
Big Black.
No.
They're
both white.
Gooch?
No, I don't know.
Big Black Gooch?
All I know is it came up and I was like, oh, and then I was like, I really like this. And so I have like the time where I get to on it. It's like 3:31 or something around the time.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, this is my spot. And then I start looking at the other ones with Owen Gray, but I like him with that Kristen Scott chick. Like, I can't handle so many chicks on there. Like, there's certain chicks I can't do.
Sure.
This is the way they act and talk and they're whatever they do. But she, I like her.
Have you ever gone, like, you know, researched a porn star so much that you found their Facebook profile?
Oh, BGG is boy, girl, girl.
Oh, that's what it is.
Also,
what is it? Boy, girl?
Boy, girl, girl.
Oh, BGG. Okay, yeah.
Did research Owen Gray enough to where I found out that he was married for 7 years.
Like, really?
I was telling Dan about it. Yeah, and he always wears his wedding ring in his videos, too. And he was a submissive to a dom before, and so he's really into that. And he'll actually do gay porn, I guess, sometimes, too. Like, he'll take it in the butt from girls. Or like
that's not gay.
Wait. I think he's done it with girls, with guys before.
Look,
like,
I don't
know that's for sure.
I'm not telling you to go out and get pegged. All I'm saying is there is nothing that a heterosexual woman can do to a heterosexual man that's gay. By definition, it is impossible. Period.
I mean, if you're getting pegged.
No, that's not gay.
No.
There's nothing gay about that.
Very defensive, Dan.
I know. We've had.
I don't
talk
care
before.
About gayness. Like, you can be as gay as you want.
Because I feel I'm a little bit different in this.
I don't, have you pegged a guy, Tiffany?
No.
I don't think I would be into it.
I have not.
But
I would not. What?
Would you try it?
No. I would personally not be into that. Like, fingers, like, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, I don't mind tickling the prostate or whatever else. But, like, literally putting, like, what is shaped as a dick.
Yeah.
For me, that would not turn me on in any way. I would be very turned off by that.
Well, you've been married for how long now?
3.
Yeah. So what if your husband came home and was just like, hey, I just want to give this a go.
I would ask him to do it with one of those team buddies or something.
So you would rather him get fucked
I'm
by
kidding.
An actual dude.
I'm kidding. But I'm just saying, like, I would start asking why and say, like, hey, you know, can we, like, try maybe a couple other things that are smaller? And
sure.
See if that suffices at first. If it was something that he really, like, really wanted, I don't know. I think that later on, if you really start liking it too much, I'd be concerned that maybe he did like men.
Got it.
You know what I mean? Like, what's the difference between me and the guy
now? The difference
now?
Is a giant, hairy, sweaty body versus your tiny female body. That's the goddamn
difference.
Okay,
but what I'm saying, so then why isn't every chick with a girl? No, I mean, no offense
can't
to dudes.
That out. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That is
no,
the
because,
old
like,
question that I can never figure out.
That's an easy solution. What do you mean you can't figure it out? It's fucking...
For girls are better kissers.
It's in your DNA.
Numero one.
Women don't get married to dudes and have their babies.
Like,
stop.
Okay.
Women don't get married to dudes and have their babies because they're good kissers or because their bodies are smooth. They do it because men are protectors. Like, that's what this
women
whole thing is about.
Women can still be
about.
Protectors. Why do you think that
I'm sure they can.
Like one that's a little bit more like manly and butch, right? And when
I'm
they feel
sure
like it's more feminine.
They can, yes. But throughout all of human history...
Yeah.
Men have been larger. Well, I mean, we have more bone density and muscle mass. We've been the hunters forever and most cultures forever. That's just in your DNA.
Sure, but there's also some guys who take really good care of their bodies who are also smooth and smell good, and they're not super hairy and disgusting.
Yeah, so if you're, like, skirting that line, if you're in the middle somewhere, that's what's for you, for sure.
Yeah.
So.
But most women like burly fucking dudes. That's just how it is.
I wouldn't say most. I know a lot of women growing up who hated hair on dudes.
That's anecdotal. Read any
like
of the research.
Big, burly. Yeah.
No.
Like
smooth men is where that's what every girl says.
Yeah. I mean, I like my guys hairy, you know. Before, I didn't like any
it's
type of chest hair.
Thing.
But, like, I'm not even saying hairy, but I like them to be a man.
Yeah.
Manly,
I don't
yeah.
care about any of that stuff. Yeah. Like, you can shave it and do whatever you want, but you don't need to.
Because
I like it all.
I tried to friend a porn star on Facebook. That's why I brought that up earlier.
You did?
Yeah, back in the day.
Wait, so you
what
looked
was
up
his name?
Single Russ. Yeah.
So you Googled a porn star that you liked enough.
Went to Facebook.
That you went to her Facebook.
Well, here's the thing. You know, you find out their real names,
tried
right?
To find, oh.
And you're like, all right, cool. Your name.
So you found
actually,
out her real name.
Yeah, yeah, this. And then I went.
That's a little creepy.
Tried to friend her. No, I didn't know. Maybe
did
we had some
it?
Of the same interests. No, she did not.
She was like, block you, fucker.
Well, here's the other part, too, is I wanted to find out if we had any of the same friends.
Uh-huh.
Because it's, look, porn is obviously in L.A.
Uh-huh.
I was living in L.A.
Yeah.
It's the fucking capital.
Yeah.
It was, chances are.
You know someone.
I was bound to be friends with somebody
correct.
That we're friends with. Here was the fascinating thing that I found behind this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it said a different state entirely. It said like Indiana.
Huh.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, all right, fuck.
Well, I mean, like, what's her name? Tiana Trump. She lives in Baltimore. She just goes to LA to do porn and it goes back to Baltimore.
And then goes home. Yeah. But there's a lot of people in the porn industry who got out of it. So like the videos we're seeing now.
They're not anymore.
No, they're done, man. And
wow.
I'm just like, yo.
I wonder how they go back to
bothered.
A normal life after that.
There's a documentary on Netflix called Life After Porn.
Is there really?
Yes.
I'll watch that. Because I'm interested.
It's hard to get jobs and all that other shit.
I can only imagine. Google someone, even if they have a name, you can immediately just put in someone's picture and do face recognition now. And you could pull up all their
You don't want them teaching your kids if
videos.
They were getting gangbanged.
Why not?
The south of France.
Who cares? Maybe they'll teach your kids some useful skills instead of dumb shit.
Well.
Like how to give a good squeezer.
Yeah. A good squeezer.
Squeezer, you mean working them kegels?
Yeah, no, yeah. A handy.
A handy.
Oh, I thought you meant like the vagina.
J-O-I, dude. Take about
J-O-I.
It's going to be your whole night tonight.
I'll have to look it up. Well, I will say this. Is one of my husband's like best friends. So he has a new girlfriend, and her and I were talking at one of the races. What are you looking up now?
I'm looking up porn stars' real names.
I can see that. Yeah. And she was talking to me how she squirts. How she's a squirter. And I was like, oh, well, that's awesome. And I just assumed that if you're a squirter that you just always have been. And she's like, no, I taught myself. And I was like, okay, hold up a second.
Really?
I was like, tell me how you taught yourself. And she was just talking to me about the position and what she has to do. And like, you know, and so I ended up Googling a lot of it too. And like reading articles and trying. I mean, it didn't work for me.
It's all urine, by the way.
But I was also
really?
At home alone.
Yes.
That's what she was saying. She goes, it probably is going to feel like it's urine, but it's really not. And then I'm like,
okay,
but is
so
it?
It's urine.
Yeah,
there have
been a number of scientific studies on this. It is absolutely urine.
Every article I read kept telling me it was not urine. That they're legit, like squirting, supposedly.
Not true.
All I know is that I remember we all shared an Airbnb together, and there were 3 bedrooms there, and they apparently fucked in one, and they slept in another, and I was like, why? And he was like, don't go in there. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. And then she told me later.
Mess.
Yeah, but I was like, that's crazy that you taught yourself how to do that. Good on you.
The cleanup on that is so intense that it's not worth dating somebody
unless you have the ghost bed mattress protector.
Yeah.
Then you're good.
Then it just rolls off just like rainwater.
Like a duck's back.
Yeah.
If you've ever come on a duck's back, obviously I have.
It's rare.
I don't think anyone really does
The fluid from squirting is watered down urine. And sometimes it has a little bit of ejaculate in it. It comes from the bladder and exits via the urethra.
Mm.
Like, have you ever fucked a girl that squirted on you?
Yeah.
It didn't come from inside of her fucking vagina hole.
You know, it was dark.
There's only the two holes there.
Because look,
by the way, man, there are 2 holes down there, not just the one. You can't fuck with them because it's too small.
Nobody's ever had.
So it's literally someone peeing.
Yes.
Yeah. Nobody's ever had voluntary scratch that. Maybe it has. For you, Dan, has a girl ever said before you started fucking, hey, I just want to give you a heads up, I'm a squirter?
That's probably a good thing to do, in all honesty.
Really? Yeah. Somebody said that?
Yeah, and then I threw them out.
No, you did not. Dickhead?
Dan doesn't care.
Just kidding.
No, listen, but that is actually really nice of someone to do that, though, because you would think, especially if you're at their home, like, hey, I just want to let you know that I have a tendency to squirt. So, by the way, this is probably going to be really messy, so in case we want to put stuff down.
Yeah.
You know, like towels or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, well, I don't know. Is it something nice?
I mean, if you're at a children's party and you're on all the coats, I guess it doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah.
That's called a callback, Tiffany, and it's a comedic fucking device.
It reminds me of Dane Cook, where he's like, someone shit on or around the coat area. You remember that? That's all it reminds me of the whole time. Okay, well, I had no idea it was pee. I mean, and I did hear, too, that if you do have to go pee, and if you have sex, it makes your orgasm more intense. So, because you're like trying to hold it in.
I've heard some women have trouble orgasming because they feel like they're trying to pee, and their brain instinctively is trying to hold it.
Sure, no one naturally immediately. Most people think that they should just pee on the person that they're having.
No,
sex
and I
with.
I remember the first time I pounded off. Like, I pinched the end of it off. I was, like, 11, maybe.
Oh, you stopped
And
it
I was
from
pounding
happening?
Off, and all of a sudden, I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? And I, like, pinched it off. I'm like, oh,
did it
God,
squirt,
what
like,
the hell?
As if you were pinching the water hose, and it just, like,
no, I, like, really
all
had
over?
I've got a very strong grip.
So
I strangled my penis. Yeah.
I'm surprised it still works.
Well, now I fire ropes over my shoulder all the time when I'm... It's rough.
What? Your PSI come really, over your shoulders?
The PSI really built up over the years, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does.
That's impressive. It's like you can make your cum do tricks.
Yeah, I can like a yo-yo, like walk the dog.
Yeah,
the
whole
you should be on America's Got Talent and just sit there and jerk off in front of everyone and make your cum do tricks.
Could you imagine? Take that, Simon Cowell. What do you think of this?
I like bouncing.
I bet your cum can't do a quadruple.
I bounce it off, glass and it goes through a fucking basketball hoop.
This is the Spider-Man. You do it with the back of your wrist. You jack off and then it's on the back of your wrist and you start shooting people in the crowd. And it just takes out a grandma. She's like, oh, God. She gets taken down.
I can only imagine that you like go up there and you're like, you give this really inspirational speech, like, hi, I'm Dan. Like, you know, this is how I grew up.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Then and then like you just like pull down your pants and just start going at it like in front of everyone. And by the time that security gets out to you, they're getting cum in their eyes. And
yeah, a bunch of criminals, like the old timey criminals, are running across stage, and then all of a sudden their legs get wrapped up, and then they've got X's on their eyes.
And as they're dragging me off the stage, I'm yelling, "I fought and died for this country,
Mr. Roper, coming to theaters 2020."
Do you want to make that
my
movie?
God.
Mr. Roper.
Well, we've already got Spread Eagle Jack. I don't think we can do Mr.
Spread
Roper.
Spread Eagle Jack, too. Mr. Roper. Mr. Roper was in Three's Company. So.
Yeah, he's dead now.
R.I.P. Both are dead now. There was two Mr. Ropers.
Did you say R.O.P. or R.I.P.? He just said R.O.P., I swear.
R.O.P.
That's funny.
It was Mr. Furley. Mr.
Furley, yeah, but dead. Roper's dead, too.
Roper's dead. Both are dead.
John Redder, he died of AIDS or something, right?
Probably.
Some kind of blood disease. It was some weird blood disease.
Who knows? He was on Three's Company.
It was when he was making that show, Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter or whatever the fuck. And he just like dropped dead all of a sudden.
Well, R.I.P. to him. R.O.P.
That's the best mention he's going to get right after a conversation about fucking cum.
Yeah. Let's get to the drinking bro of the week, shall we? This one's coming in from Grant Bonar. That is a tough last name.
How do you spell it?
Pronouncing it right. We're going to spell it out on the show. That is B-O-N-A-R.
It's probably Bonner, not Boner.
I said Bonar.
Yeah, it's probably Bonner.
Is it a soft O?
Bonner.
Am I mispronouncing that?
It's probably Bonner. You obviously have dick on your brain right now.
I would just really change that to emphasize it. You
sure,
know?
Sure.
That's too close to Bonner. It's too close to Bonner.
Jeffrey Hardick is on the show today.
And here's the thing. So when these stories come in, when the Drinking Bro nominations, we come in, I hope this isn't a sad one, but it probably is. And now it's just
way to go. Now you're really pre-read it
because we want to get it live or whatever it is, right? Dear Drinking Bros. Oh, man.
Fuck.
I don't know. I don't know yet. I know this is a long shot, but I'd like to dedicate the Drinking Bro of the Week, month, year of 2019 to my brother, Adrian Darren Bonar.
Bonner. Probably.
Damn it. Fuck. He served honorably for 6 years in the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division. He was senselessly murdered on Thursday.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
God damn it.
What happened? Does it say?
He was a man who loved life and loved to live to the fullest. He had the biggest goofy smile, and he always went out of his way to help others. His memory lives on now in his two children, daughter Piper, his son Rowan, and he did not deserve to be taken so soon and so brutally.
Oh my God.
But he always said, never ever give up, and he's the reason I have chosen to become a firefighter. At 21, I never would have expected to bury my older brother, but I know he's looking down on me saying, don't give up, and that's why I feel he should be Drinking Bro of
the week.
Shit, man. First of all, cheers. Thank you for this. And it was obviously, it's always our pleasure and our honor to read these out. However, like I was telling you earlier, we never know
until the
so we
very,
just yeah. open up the inbox and Drinking Bros podcast.
Like half the time it's like, hey, my fucking dad punched some dude in the face last week. I'm like, all right, cool, man.
Yeah.
And half the time it's a dead guy.
Yes.
Honestly.
And no, hopefully, well, here I have a feeling that him and his brother, Adrian, mm-hmm. have gone through the last name Bonar together.
Oh, Jesus. Of course. Well, he's in the
and
service.
Laughed about it.
You know he was giving shit.
Times.
They had to. You have to embrace it. But that's terrible, though, that he was murdered.
It
he
sucks.
Has two kids.
Yep.
Like, what the fuck?
That sucks. So to the Bonars.
Yeah. Cheers.
Bonners. Do you think it's Bonner?
I would say Bonners. Bonner, yeah.
Grant, right into the show. His name is Grant Bonner or Bonar. I don't know. It's B-O-N-A-R. Grant, write into the show and let us know if
how you spell
we,
it. Like how, or
how it sounds.
The phonetic. Yeah,
the phonetic sounding of it. And then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Tiffany, you know?
Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that?
There's a look in your eyes.
I don't know. I was trying not to cry when I was when you read it. And then.
Yeah. It's like Dan says, sometimes it's going to be super sad. Sometimes it's not.
I know.
It just sucks that it's you okay. start off with the name.
No.
I think I found him on the internets.
What's the pronunciation on that?
I'm looking because Facebook has that sometimes.
Yeah, Facebook. Yeah, people do put that on there. That's
oh,
smart.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
He doesn't have it.
Oh, boo.
Thanks a lot, asshole.
Yeah.
Grant. Maybe he wants people to pronounce it.
I know.
Boner.
Yeah, I mean,
I think here's the thing.
Why not?
As a kid, you don't want that.
Sure.
But then as an adult,
you like it. Yeah. You embrace it. You just have fun with it.
Boner's here.
The boners are here.
Yeah, the boners are here. Yeah.
If you're in a frat, that's got to be the best name ever.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
Do you remember, by the way, Growing Pains?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His little
character name.
His character was named Boner. Like,
no, it was not. Was it?
Boner.
Which one?
Kirk Cameron's
best friend.
Best friend was named Boner on the show.
I didn't even realize.
I don't even know
when they did a serious episode about doing cocaine at somebody's house.
Can't do cocaine, Boner.
And exactly.
No way.
And Boner stayed and did it. Yeah.
Wow.
So, Boner, you can't do cocaine.
No.
I was like, man. This...
You know, someone purposely named it that, though. You know.
It was weird. You could get away with that shit in the late 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can't do dick.
Just like that song.
Oh, yeah.
How's it go again? I forget.
Don't you want me to breathe hard and fucked up? Turn around, we can do all the butt stuff. You can do it to me. Let's put the strap on and see. You got me down on my knees, and now I'm begging you, please. I think one day you're going to get that call.
Yeah.
For the strap on.
No, I don't think so.
Yes,
I don't think so.
Your husband
is
going to be like, hey.
What was this kid's real name?
We'll have to see. We'll have
Grant
to see.
Grant Bonner?
No, the fucking kid that played Boner on the show.
Oh, I don't know. He's dead, though.
Is he really?
Yeah, he died.
Oh, Richard Boney Stabone.
Stabone, yeah.
Andrew
Stabone?
Richard
Wait,
Stabone
the
was the
hell?
Character's name.
Andrew Koenig was his name.
Yeah, he's
what
I believe,
was his character's name?
I believe
again?
He killed himself. Man, we're gonna end it on a real
I know, super positive note yeah. right here. How about we talk about Dan jerking off again for America's Got Talent?
His name was Boner. Look at that.
Yeah. His name was Boner on the show.
Oh, his well
Richard
his
T.
Stabone. His nickname was Boner, but his last
yeah,
name
but you
was
can't,
Stabone.
That doesn't excuse it. That's like your last name being Hunt. I'm like, oh, it's Cunt, everybody.
Yeah.
You couldn't say that on TV. Why could you say Boner on TV?
So
have you guys seen those old ladies singing the song that's like, try not to be a cunt a little Christmas?
Yeah.
I know two of those ladies. I went to high school with one of them.
No, you did not.
Yeah, she was really.
No, you did
she
not.
She looks bad for her age, yeah.
Really?
You did not. They are much older than you, you.
Tiffers.
Stop
trying to
break your thumb.
No.
Tiff, we love when you're here.
Yeah.
Come back.
I will.
Numerous times over and over and over again. You're one of our favorites.
Thank you.
And to Richard T. Stabone's family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. The real one. I think he killed himself. I think Boner killed himself.
Andrew Koenig?
Yeah.
Let me look it up quick.
Look it up real quick before we get off air. Because I think he did, and I just want to end it on the worst note positive.
Hopefully he killed himself with a boner.
America's Got Talent with ropes.
It looks like he turned into a human rights activist. Maybe he set himself on fire.
I have no idea. All I know is I'm signing Dan up for the next America's Got Talent.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Would he what? Die?
So Koenig was last seen in Vancouver, British Columbia on February 14th, Valentine's Day, 2010.
Yes.
And missed a scheduled flight on February 16th, which was the last day he used a cell phone or conducted any banking. On February 25th, a group of friends and family found him hanging out from a tree in Vancouver's Stanley Park.
Damn.
Told you. Man.
Damn.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. So let's end it there. For D'Anthony Holloway, and Tiffany Hart, and Ross Patterson. Good night, everyone. I want you to think about Dan's last comments and enjoy your day wherever you are listening to this show.
Love you guys.
Good night.
I was thinking about a guy hanging himself. I'm so fucked up. I couldn't stop laughing at picturing Dan jerking off and just come doing tricks.
We've never ended a show with that.
Just you literally like read out how he killed himself.
Good night.